Chapter 4. Garber said the problem down in Mississippi concerned a 27-year-old woman named Janice Mae Chapman. She was a problem because she was dead. She had been unlawfully killed a block behind the main street of a town called Carter Crossing. "Was she one of ours?" I asked. "No," Garber said. "She was a civilian." "So how is she a problem?" "I'll get to that," Garber said. "But first, you need the story. It's the back of beyond down there, northeastern corner of the state, over near the Alabama line in Tennessee. There's a north-south railroad track and a little backwoods dirt road that crosses it east-west near a place that has a spring. The locomotives would stop there to take on water, and the passengers would get out to eat, so the town grew up. But since the end of World War II, there's only been about 2 trains a day, both freight, no passengers. So the town was on its way back down again. Until? Federal spending. You know how it was. Washington couldn't let large parts of the South turn into the Third World, so we threw some money down there. A lot of money, actually. You ever notice how the folks who talk loudest about small government always seem to live in the states with the biggest subsidies? Small government would kill them dead. I asked, "What did Carter Crossing get?" Garber said, "Carter Crossing got an army base called Fort Kellum." "Okay," I said. "I've heard of Kellum. Never knew where it was, exactly." "It used to be huge," Garber said. "Ground was broken in about 1950, I think. It could have ended up as big as Fort Hood, but ultimately it was too far east of I-55 and too far west of I-65 to be useful. You have to drive a long way on small roads just to get there. Or maybe Texas politicians have louder voices than Mississippi politicians. Either way, Hood got the attention, and Kellum withered on the vine. It struggled on until the end of Vietnam, and then they turned it into a ranger school, which it still is." "I thought ranger training was a Benning." "The 75th sends their best guys to Kellum for a time. It's not far. Something to do with the terrain. The 75th is a special ops regiment."
"So they tell me."
"Are there enough special ops rangers in training to keep a whole town going?"
"Almost," Garber said. "It's not a very big town."
"So what are we saying? An army ranger killed Janice Mae Chapman?"
"I doubt it," Garber said. "It was probably some local hillbilly thing."
"Do they have hillbillies in Mississippi? Do they even have hills?"
"Backwoodsmen, then. They have a lot of trees."
"Whichever, why are we even talking about it?"
At that point, Garber got up and came out from behind his desk and crossed the room and closed the door. He was older than me, naturally, and much shorter, but about as wide. And he was worried. It was rare for him to close his door, and rarer still for him to go more than 5 minutes without a tortured little homily or aphorism or slogan designed to sum up a point he was trying to make in an easily remembered form. He stepped back and sat down again with a hiss of air from his cushion, and he asked, "Have you ever heard of a place called Kosovo?"
"Balkans," I said, "like Serbia and Croatia."
"There's going to be a war there. Apparently we're going to try to stop it. Apparently we'll probably fail, and we'll end up just bombing the shit out of one side or the other instead."
"Okay," I said. "Always good to have a plan B."
"The Serbo-Croat thing was a disaster, like Rwanda, a total embarrassment. This is the 20th century, for God's sake."
"Seemed to me to fit right in with the 20th century."
"It's supposed to be different now."
"Wait for the 21st. That's my advice."
"We're not going to wait for anything. We're going to try to do Kosovo right."
"Well, good luck with that. Don't come to me for help. I'm just a policeman."
We've already got people over there. You know, intermittently, in and out.
I asked,
who?
Garber said, peacekeepers.
What, the United Nations?
Not exactly. Our guys only.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know because nobody is supposed to know.
How long has this been happening?
12 months.
I said, we've been deploying ground troops to the Balkans in secret for a whole year.
It's not such a big deal, Garber said. It's about reconnaissance, partly, in case something has to happen later. But mostly it's about calming things down. There are a lot of factions over there. If anyone asks, we always say it was the other guy who invited us. That way, everyone thinks everyone else has got our backing. It's a deterrent.
I asked, who did we send?
Garber said, Army Rangers.
Garber told me that Fort Kellum was still operating as a legitimate ranger training school, but in addition was being used to house 2 full companies of grown-up rangers, both hand-picked from the 75th Ranger Regiment, designated Alpha Company and Bravo Company, who deployed covertly to Kosovo on a rotating basis, a month at a time. Kellum's relative isolation made it a perfect clandestine location. Not, Garber said, that we should really feel the need to hide anything. Very few personnel were involved, and it was a humanitarian mission, driven by the purest of motives. But Washington was Washington, and some things were better left unsaid. I asked, does Carter Crossing have a police department?
Garber said, yes, it does.
So let me guess. They're getting nowhere with their homicide investigation, so they want to go fishing. They want to list some Kellum personnel in their suspect pool.
Garber said, yes, they do.
Including members of Alpha Company and Bravo Company.
Garber said, yes.
They want to ask them all kinds of questions.
Yes.
But we can't afford to let them ask anyone any questions because we have to hide all the covert comings and goings.
Correct.
Do they have probable cause? I hoped Garber was going to say no, but instead, he said,
slightly circumstantial.
I said, slightly.
He said, the timing is unfortunate. Janice Mae Chapman was killed 3 days after Bravo Company got back from Kosovo, after their latest trip. They fly in direct from overseas. Kellum has an airstrip. I told you it's a big place. They land under cover of darkness for secrecy's sake. Then a returning company spends the first 2 days locked down and debriefing.
And then?
And then, on the 3rd day, a returning company gets a week's leave, and they all go out on the town.
Generally,
including Main Street and the blocks behind.
That's where the bars are,
and the bars are where they meet the local women.
As always.
And Janice Mae Chapman was a local woman, and known to be friendly.
I said, terrific.
Garber said, she was raped and mutilated.
Mutilated how?
I didn't ask. I didn't want to know. She was 27 years old. Jody is 27 years old, too.
His only daughter. His only child. Much loved.
I asked, how is she?
She's fine.
Where is she now?
She's a lawyer, he said, like it was a location, not an occupation. Then in turn, he asked, how's your brother?
I said, he's okay, as far as I know.
Still at Treasury?
As far as I know.
He was a good man, Garber said,
like leaving the army was the same thing as dying. I said nothing.
Garber asked,
"So, what would you do down there in Mississippi?"
This was 1997, remember. I said, "We can't shut out the local PD, not under those circumstances, but we can't assume any level of expertise or resources on their part either, so we should offer some help. We should send someone down there. We can do all the work on the base. If some Kellum guy did it, we'll serve him up on a platter. That way justice is done, but we can hide what we need to hide."
"Not that simple," Garber said. "It gets worse."
"How?"
"Bravo Company's commander is a guy called Reed Riley. You know him?"
"The name rings a bell."
"And so it should. His father is Carlton Riley."
I said, "Shit."
Garber nodded.
"The senator, the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, about to be either our best friend or our worst enemy, depending on which way the wind is going to blow. And you know how it is with guys like that. Having an infantry captain for a son is worth a million votes to him. Having a hero for a son is worth twice that. I don't want to think about what happens if one of young Reed's guys turns out to be a killer."
I said, "We need someone at Kellum right now."
Garber said, "That's why you and I are having this meeting."
"When do you want me there?"
"I don't want you there," Garber said.